weather, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number three of the historic 27-hour transmission. We'll be live right into tomorrow's broadcast. Hey, if I've seen like 70-something-year-old old senators do 30-something-hour filibusters where they can't even stop talking or sit down or go to the bathroom, so this is a piece of cake. This is going to be easy, but it's still a great job by our crew. Ted Anderson with us right now. Coming up in 5 minutes, we're going to have Alan Watt on with us, and we'll be opening the phones up as well. But we'll go over a ton of news with Alan coming up today, and we got a bunch of other guests coming up as well. And that that TV guide list of that, have we made sure to have Kurt and everybody in these Money Bomb articles? Or actually, the Money Bomb site, let's put a link up there to the TV/radio guide so they know who's coming on when, what's happening. And yes, the whole Money Bomb will then be archived also, because it's so much video, it's streaming live a few days after the Money Bomb at prisonplanet.tv. That is all streaming live right now. And there's a free video box up there on Infowars.com, but it's not loading for me. Is it working? Is the free video stream working? It's not working in here. That's weird. I pushed play. I don't know how to, I'm not that smart, but I know how to. Oh, there it is. It's working now. It wasn't working 5 minutes ago. I'm almost scared to plug it, though, because then everybody is going to go over to that, and it'll probably bring us down. But watching my stupid mug up on TV. In fact, let's zoom in with the document cam on old Alex Jones over there. Going back to Ted Anderson. Ted, I mean, everything we're saying is coming true. They've announced they're going to devalue the dollar. They're announcing they're going to have troops on the streets for our security. Now it's not for Al-Qaeda. It's for angry Americans. I mean, it's all unfolding, Ted.
It sure is, and I've seen it right here at Midas, because we're getting a lot of phone calls coming in. You know, people are waking up to the fact that we are actually in trouble. This is not a drill. This is the real deal. People are watching the United States dollar drop. Could you imagine if you had even $100,000 in a bank account? I mean, it could be worth $80,000 within 6 months, or perhaps even worse. You know, that's what's going on out there. The Fed has turned on the printing press at such high pace that there is just, you know, no
way. They're stealing from us. They're robbing us and telling us it's the answer to the crisis. This could lead to Weimar Republic.
It sure could. And I can tell you right now, I'm reading headlines on Bloomberg and Reuters and, you know, just across the board, MarketWatch. I mean, MarketWatch says gold futures top 1370 an ounce. Here's another headline. Gold smashes another record. Here's Bloomberg. Gold tops 20,000 rupees as record price fail to deter housewife traders. That means the little people in India are getting in. Gold gains record to, this is another Bloomberg one. Gold gains record for a second day as weekend dollar increases appeal. You know, the whole thing is, here's Reuters. Gold hits record high as dollar wilts. I mean, what more do we need out there in order to, you know, convince people that it's a better idea to be in gold than it is in paper? I mean,
what's the best deal? What's the best coin? Because I know we're always 2 weeks behind. Correct me if I'm wrong. The gold you've got, stuff you bought in the last 2 weeks, Ted?
Yeah, the gold, everything. I mean, the 299 francs, that's a good deal. I know the internet prices have already gone up on that one. You get a full year subscription to the International Forecaster when you buy that. The Walking Liberty Half, Alex, at 1177 is still, bar none, the best silver buy you're going to get, especially consider that silver is almost at $25 an ounce now. That the Creature from Jekyll Island book, I mean, I keep on scratching my head on that one, wondering what I'm going to do. $26.45 delivered. You get a full silver dollar on that. $25 an ounce silver spot. I mean, come on. Anybody can do the math on that. I mean, $6.50 is just the postage on it. I'm losing a lot of money.
For $19.95, you're getting a $19.95 book and a $25 silver dollar, and there's always markup. So it's basically about a fit in the market, about a $49 value for $26 delivered to your house. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. The world is getting out of paper and into gold. We're just beginning to see the incredible bull market. Get in today, folks. That's what I would do. 800-686-2237. Thanks, Ted.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Alex.
We'll be back with Alan Watt.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Okay, we're getting it posted at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com on the Watch the Money Bomb video feed for free link and on the InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com site for the next 27 hours, and we're now 3 hours and 8 minutes into that. We are going to be having a free stream, a video stream, not just audio stream, up at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. And Jaron wrote up a great radio/TV guide. Let me read over that, and we're going to Alan Watt. At 11 a.m., cover the news, talk about the money bomb. At 12 noon, Lou Dobbs, you heard that. At 1 o'clock, Alan Watt for an hour and a half, 2 hours. An exclusive, never before seen, so I can take a little break. Lord Christopher Monckton interview we did a few months ago, and we flew to D.C. to interview him. We've all seen the other interviews. We agree this is the most powerful one out there. Wait till you see it, because we ask the right questions. That'll be on the radio and on the PrisonPlanet.tv streams and the free stream. And it's holding up pretty good with tens of thousands on there. But send that link out to everybody you know. That's how you can also help us. We are also going to take calls and talk to David Icke at 4 o'clock. Then we've got Paul Craig Roberts, never before seen video interview at his home in Florida. Then we're live again at 6 p.m. with your phone calls and news. And we play an never before seen interview with Alan Watt up in Canada. Amazing in-depth information. Then we have a live guest at 8 p.m., Joel Skousen, talk about everything happening in the New World Order and the Tea Party and the opening of the dollar and the economy. 9 p.m., Dr. Stan Monteef joins us from California. 10 p.m., we have more live guests, and then Jeffrey M. Smith on GMO and all of that. Live in-studio guest, Richard Reeves, great Patriot radio host, in here with me at midnight to 2 a.m. Then we have more key never-before-seen interviews with Catherine Austin Fitz, Dr. Childress on eugenics, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, live guest at 6 a.m., Max Kaiser for an hour from France, Gerald Salente for 2 hours from 7 to 9 p.m., Webster Tarpley live from 9 to 10 p.m., then live Dr. Paul Craig Roberts via Skype video connection at 10 a.m. So again, 6 a.m., I keep saying p.m., 6 a.m., Max Kaiser, 7 a.m., Gerald Salente, 9 a.m., Dr. Tarpley. Then we have 10 a.m. live, Dr. Paul Craig Roberts. And then 11 a.m., Alex Jones taking your phone calls for an hour, looking at the money bomb, the success of it, chronicling it, maybe even having some highlights of some of the interviews. And then Paul Joseph Watson fills in for us live via video connection from England, from his town there in Cardiff. He'll be joining us. Yeah, no longer in Sheffield. He'll be joining us in 12 noon, right to the end of the show. Then I'll be back live Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. We've got other mega guests coming up next week that we've almost got landed here up to the boat. So look for us next week with a lot of key intel as well. And then next Monday I'll be live from KSCO there in Santa Cruz, broadcasting live with Watson there as backup in case there are any technical issues. Because we sold out the Sunday event with 800 tickets at the Kokomo Grove deal, and then there's 800 more tickets, and half of those have been sold with almost no promotion. So you want to get your tickets, KSCO.com, KSCO.com, a second event at the Kokomo Grove event there in beautiful Santa Cruz right on the beach. The tickets are $10.80. That just pays for the cost of the event and security, which they demand we have. So that is all coming up. Look forward to you joining us. And I know everybody's, I mean, a lot of emails and calls, and I see comments on the websites. Well, I can't stay up all night for all these amazing award-winning and original interviews that are live and, you know, the video interviews. Well, don't worry. The issue is it takes, you know, 20 minutes or whatever to upload the high-quality video, and we're going to have 27 hours of this stuff. So in the next few days, it'll all be archived at prisonplanet.tv. And the highest quality, then it'll also then segue over to the Alex Jones channel on YouTube. So we couldn't do any of this without the PrisonPlanet.tv members. We couldn't do it without people supporting the show. We couldn't do it without all the folks spreading the word about the broadcast, buying the T-shirts, the books, the materials. I mean, to build a first-rate studio for $500,000 is impossible. We're doing it with prosumer gear and things, but it takes money to do this. Okay, just this free video stream, we estimate it'll conservatively probably cost $10,000 because over 100,000 people will probably watch it for a long time. I did a test a few days ago over here for an hour when nobody even knew about it. We just put a link up, and it cost about $150. And we buy big bulk bandwidth. If anybody knows how to get it cheaper, please tell us. That's why Google is government-backed. They're able to have all this bandwidth to dominate the market because nobody else can pay for the bandwidth, ladies and gentlemen. Nobody, I mean, we couldn't have reached 200 million people in the last 2 years on YouTube and Google alone if they didn't have that platform. You think I could pay to stream full-length films and clips to 200 million people conservatively? I mean, that's got to be, do the math at the bandwidth cost we've got, just some kind of dead reckoning. I mean, that's got to be millions of dollars to have 200 million plus people watch, you know, 2-3 hour films. That's conservative. I mean, it's just, we don't have it. And as Google and YouTube start talking about censoring and kicking people off is starting to happen, you know, there'll come a day where we'll have to pay for it all. And I guess that's how they're going to handicap us. That's how they're going to sever our legs. That's how they're going to sever our arms. That's how they're going to gag us. So we've got to push and fight to get all this out now. They are announcing all over the news now the military's learning how to run your city. And that's coming up later with Alan Watt and some key video clips on that where it's admitted it's for America. But again, we've raised another $10,000 in the last 30 minutes. We need to really raise about $30,000, $40,000 an hour because I don't think we'll raise as much overnight. So I've done some calculations. During the key time of the radio show where we're on all the AM/FM affiliates and then the internet and the streams, it'll dissipate over the nighttime hours. We need to be raising really right now about $50,000 an hour. So everybody's great. We appreciate you. The phones are jammed here. A lot of the donations are $5, $10, $20. That's wonderful. We need some of the big fish to come in and support us. The government takes your money and forces you to fund National Public Radio and all this government propaganda channels and billions to mainstream news that's now been declassified that the Congressional Budget Office admits is illegal. But the government takes your money and forces propaganda on you. We don't do that. We're saying help us if you believe in what we're doing, if you believe in this mission. You know, we've raised $300,000 the last two money bombs, and I wasn't going to do one this year, but things just fell apart so bad, we need it. We've absolutely got to have it. So I want to give you the toll-free number. It's 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, to call here or InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. If Michelle Bachmann, who's better than some, but still, you know, pro-war and all this stuff, can raise $5.4 million in one day to keep her in Congress, when she's going to win hands down anyways. Great. I'm glad. But imagine if we had money like that. I mean, what's more important than this transmission? 888-253-3139. You can also write to us. Not too late to write. We'll add it in next week when it comes in to the overall total and announce that. I told the guys, if you want us to mention your name for $1,000 and above donations or even a website, great. People like that in pledge drives, as long as it isn't porn or something, we'll have to check the sites. $1,000 and above donations, we'll do that. For $10,000 and above donations, I'm just making this announcement right here on the fly because they had asked me to come up with some numbers. I never thought about it and I didn't do it. $10,000 donations, you will get an everything special. That is every book and video we sell, not just mine, signed by yours truly. For $10,000 and above donations on everything special, that's got to be 20, 30 books, 30 videos. I'm not sure the total numbers. It's an everything, every book and video we sell, $10,000 and above donations. And let me continue here, 888-253-3139 or InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Okay, I apologize for getting him on 15 minutes late, but he'll be with us the rest of this hour and the full next hour, and then the Lord Christopher Monckton interview. We have Alan Watt joining us from Canada of BreakTheMatrix.com, and it's great to have you here with us, sir. Or no, CuttingThroughTheMatrix.com. Alan, good to have you with us.
Let's get you back on again, Alex.
Okay, you've heard me ranting about money and funding and support. I want to get into the overall globalist takeover, the financial collapse, where you see things coming after the break. But in the next 3 minutes, I didn't ask you this beforehand. I really want your perspective. Can you explain to people how the big foundations and the government funds the mainstream media? And do you agree with us, Alan, when we flew up twice to interview you in Canada and tried to help you out a little bit for doing the interview, which you didn't even ask for, but you need to support you? I mean, how important is it to support InfoWars.com? And the whole scheme of things, I mean, give me your honest response. What do you think of this show? What do you think of its trailblazing value?
I think the few remaining stations that are left, and there's very few, there used to be lots of stations for Patriot Radio. The few remaining ones are the only lifeline that people have to any alternate news that fills in all the blank spots which the media leaves out. And without it, really, you're left with nothing but mainstream propaganda. And the mainstream will never tell you that they're really shepherding you into this whole new global society, which is an authoritarian society. And the shows, the few Patriot stations that are left, are trying to put out the information to show you what kind of society is to be. It's already decided. They have put out their books on it. They've got lots of documentation at the United Nations of the society they're bringing in. It's an authoritarian society, totally controlled society, and there's no democracies or republics in it. It's simply authoritarian from top to bottom. And we've been living through it for the last few years. We've watched the implementation as they've taken the rights away from all the people across the entire planet. And this is a global agenda. And right now, as I say, the only lifeline they have are the occasional talk show hosts who put out alternate information and try to at least educate the ones who need that. And people do really crave to have the little bits explained to them that the media does leave out. You've got to know why everyone right now is pushing towards total integration with the International Monetary Fund. If you know the history of it, you'll know it was set up 50, 60 years ago to be completely integrated for the world. And even Stephen Harper on Canadian television at the G20 meeting admitted that they've all...
In fact, guys, sorry to interrupt, we're going to break. I sent you that Harper video about, yeah, we got to give up our sovereignty to have an economy. That's how they hold us hostage. It's also up on prisonplanet.com. Do we have that loaded in the video system? The Stephen Harper admits Canadians need to give up sovereignty. It's a prisonplanet.com article if we don't have it in the video list. Let's come back and talk about that, Alan, on the other side, and then the overall view of where we are in the rollout, the implementation of this global government. He is Alan Watt of CuttingToTheMatrix.com. I'm Alex Jones of Infowars.com. We shall return after this quick break. 24-plus hour broadcast is live.
No matter how little you may know about the dangers of a nuclear blast or radiation sickness, you can become an emergency preparedness expert after reading Red Horse, How to Survive a Nuclear Blast or Dirty Bomb by Sam Adams. A must for every American home, this book is a step-by-step how-to manual for survival in the event of disaster. Red Horse, How to Survive a Nuclear Blast or Dirty Bomb is available for immediate digital download for only $39 at DirtyBombSurvival.com. Order the hard copy for just $49 plus $8 shipping from DirtyBombSurvival.com. Plus, you can own the rights to copy and sell this book. Find out more at DirtyBombSurvival.com. That's DirtyBombSurvival.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Order your copy today.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Are you concerned about dropping or losing your cell phone? Are you tired of dealing with cell phone clips or holsters? Then this message is for you. Introducing Clip Hanger, the best and most affordable cell phone holder on the market, made to keep your phone secure and accessible. Clip Hanger works with all cell phones, including the iPhone, Droid, BlackBerry, and even iPods. When attached to a pant loop, Clip Hanger won't poke when you sit down. And for women, Clip Hanger easily attaches to any purse strap. Carry a phone in your pocket? Simply use one finger to pull it out with Clip Hanger. Clip Hanger is thin and simple, has a one-year warranty against breakage, and prices start at only $10.95. With your Clip Hanger purchase, we'll also send you the auto hook for your car and ship everything to you absolutely free. See the amazing Clip Hanger and the Clip Hanger light with its built-in LED flashlight at myphoneclip.com. To order, call 801-719-2680. That's 801-719-2680. Or visit myphoneclip.com to get your Clip Hanger today.
The number one issue we have today in Canada and have had for the past couple of years, without a shadow of a doubt, is the economy. But as I constantly remind Canadians, there isn't really a Canadian economy anymore. It is a global economy. And yes, the Canadian economy, so to speak, is doing better than many other countries.
This is Stephen Harper.
But the general trajectory of the Canadian economy, whether we're on the down or downhill as we were last year, or whether we're on the rebound as we are this year, is fundamentally determined by the state of the global economy. And that's what these meetings are all about, and that's why they are so critical. That's why it's so critical that we participate and play a major role, because Canadian jobs and Canadian futures are intimately linked to what goes on here. And quite frankly, everything that we do in our country to improve our country's position is ultimately to improve that position within the context of a global economy. And we cannot be effective at major economic matters any longer unless we work with our other economic partners around the world and work with them closely and intimately. That is essential. I know some people don't like it. It's a loss of national sovereignty, but it is a simple reality. It is a simple reality that we are in a global economy. The global economy is determining where we're headed and will determine our future, and we have to play our part in these forums to make sure that our interests are protected and advanced.
All right. So they hold you hostage. They say the global economy has to make the decision. That's the mega central banks that bought up the planet through fraud with at least 1.5 quadrillion, 1,500 trillion. And now, we've got to let this foreign group make the decisions and determine it. Globalism's our only hope. See, it gets you like a boa constrictor, squeezes you, and then hisses in your face while it's killing you that it's saving you. And this is how they're selling pure evil and world government. Alan Watt.
Yes, and again, it's nothing to really shock some of us who studied it for years, because we've watched all the different global meetings I've had. You could understand that they're all members of the Council on Foreign Relations that was set up as a parallel government. They put members in government to most of your bureaucrats at the high levels are all CFR members. And same in every other country across the world, all members of the Council on Foreign Relations, and sometimes they'll change the name for the same organization. But their plan for the last, almost 100 years has been to bring in a global society, a sort of mixture of Marxism and a mixture of the Keynesian or Keynes, basically, philosophy on money. That's the system we're living in now. And now we're going for the kill, which was the second part of the recipe of Bretton Woods, was where the IMF would come up and be the global banker for the whole planet and be in charge not only of dishing out money across the world, but also of managing every country's debt. Instead of the country doing it themselves, they will do it for them.
This is a financial takeover, and everything we talked about has come true with total precision because we were only reading their own documents.
That's right. They have made it public in all their publications, just that the public never hear about them because the media is perfectly silent about them. And the media is silent because the leaders are all members of the Council on Foreign Relations. And we've had Rockefeller before, who finances an awful lot of the CFR's movements in America and publishes their books, too, and he pays for it all. He said in one of his meetings, we thank you. He's talking to the editors of newspapers and the magnates, and he said, we thank you for keeping it secret. We could never have gone this far without your help, keeping it all secret from the public.
What point have we reached? I mean, they're publicly saying they're devaluing global currencies to, quote, fix the debt. That's like if your leg's chopped off, chopping off the other leg.
Yes, because you're going to bring in a standardized monetary system for the whole planet. That's definitely on the books. And obviously, they always do the same thing when they change into a new monetary system. They devalue the present currencies as they amalgamate it all together. And that's what they're doing with the U.S. and Canada to follow. Canada always follows the U.S. because we are so intertwined financially with business.
There's major resistance to it. In fact, Brzezinski talked about a total global awakening, the first time in history, and admitted that they are in trouble. What's your take on that?
I don't see it really as trouble. Remember, too, these guys have full-time think tanks working on every possible problem that could arise with their big, far-reaching plan. And they work it out well in advance. And they have, as you know, across the world, set up a police state and a militarized state in order to take care of any problems as we go through this as a just-in-case scenario. We've been trained since 2001 to simply obey anybody in a black-clad uniform. And this is part of that, too. It's training us to accept total authority, poverty coming your way, the redistribution of wealth, of all
austerity.
They've announced that openly, that whatever happens in say, somewhere in Africa, your wealthier people will have to bail them out. And this is the redistribution of wealth, as Karl Marx talks about. They call it the third way. This is the third way. It's the joining of the capitalist system with what was called the Soviet system.
Which the RAND Corporation documents admit they've also been involved in. Alan Watts, stay with us. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Well, thank you for joining us for the 27-hour transmission going right through the show tomorrow. We got Lord Christopher Monckton coming up, exclusive interviews, live interviews. David Icke joining us in a few hours. We're going to have, for 2 hours, Gerald Celente. We're going to have Max Kaiser for an hour. I mean, the list goes on and on. The full TV guide for it, TV/radio guide, is at InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. I just saw Kurt post it up there. It's also on the main page of InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And I want to just remind you that we're doing this money bomb to finish the new studios and continue our operations and hopefully expand what we're doing. I mean, we need this money to really just basically continue. It's neck and neck. But we definitely need it to expand, and we're going to expand. We're committed to this. And you go to InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com to donate. Or go to InfoWars.com to link through, or call 888-253-3139 with your donations over the phone. You can also write to us. That'll be added next week to the overall number. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas 78760. And do you understand Ford Foundation, Carnegie, Rand Corporation? All the old timers were right. It's true. World government run by the big banks. You pay your taxes to them, VAT taxes, taking the pension funds, troops on the streets for the financial collapse they engineered. We're going to be playing some video of that coming up early in the next hour. This is all happening now. This is real. It's happened to every other country. Most countries are under tyranny. And then the countries fall apart and just are in squalor. They use the economic warfare to control you, just like Mexico does. But we can beat this, okay? They're not invincible. We've known their plans. We've warned people for decades, and they are having a lot of problems. And they're losing in their operations in the Middle East. The globalists are not invincible. And regardless, as we go into this thing, humanity cannot give up. The answer to 1984 is 1776. Resistance is victory. The globalists are out in the open now. It is incredibly brazen. But one big thing that I know is hurting them, Alan, is, and I want you to get back into the third way, one big thing is hurting them is the mortgages. It's coming out that they're stealing houses that they don't even own, that it's all fraud, that the deed system has been destroyed. People are winning in court against them. I found that these people aren't gods. They're not kings. They think they are. Just like ClimateGate devastated them. They are not invincible, Alan. I know we can win. I know I can't give up on my family and my children. We've got to take action. Continue getting into the mortgages, the banking, where you see all this going the third way.
Well, part of the process right now is going into chaos. You see, it formed in the public's mind a form of chaos. The public naturally turned to government for solutions, and that's the key to all this process. I've done it many times before in history. And out of the chaos, of course, they say, look, the world's in a mess. We have this plan here to get us out of it, but here's what you have to give up, which is exactly what they're doing right now. So it's a plan takedown. It's step by step. If they have to rush a part of it to create more chaos, they certainly will do it. And I do think there's another part of it planned that way, too, to make us really scared and to make the dollar really plunge even further. And then they come out with their magic solution of the IMF and so on, and how intertwined we are. We can't go it alone anymore until the public get trained in getting the message. And that's the psychology. You have no idea how many behavioral psychologists they have working in the big, massive think tanks. They have hundreds of these think tanks, you know, working on every possible outcome to make sure their plan will succeed, you know. So we've got to be aware of this at all times. But even with the mortgages being sold 3 or 4 or 5 times, I've lost track of who owns the houses. That was announced 4 years ago. That was already happening. So it isn't really new. It's just it's time now to push that and say we can't go on the same old way. Remember, in this New World Order system, Arnold Toynbee, who was the head teacher at Oxford for Rhodes Scholarships, and he taught the leaders of many countries across Europe and America and Canada, he did say that the world they were bringing in would have eventually no private property. And that's the world we're getting trained to go into. Most youngsters who have come out of school today would never think about buying property. They think renting is the way to go. I've talked to many in Canada. They all agree. So they're all getting this in school, of course. They all feel they're part of the new generation of greening and saving the world and the planet and sacrifice and sharing. And they have no idea what it really means. It's an authoritarian Marxist-type system that is run by the wealthiest people on the planet at the top. So it's now time for the U.S. to get brought down. I've been saying this for years, and Toynbee said it too, by the way. He went through the whole process of America. He said the U.S. was designed to take over from Britain when Britain couldn't afford the empire anymore, but they would use the empire model for the United Nations. The U.S. would fund it primarily. They'd supply the armies, and they would win most of the wars, and then they'd seem to lose, and then they'd come back again for a last big push, and then they would collapse, he said, and then China would take over as the world army. This is all designed on the cards, and I've never seen them go wrong with their big plans.
And the CFR has said that 20 years ago, They are just laughing at us how they've charted all of this out. But we can have a new renaissance of liberty against these people if the public understands their crisis creation.
Yes, and also, too, you've got to understand that that there's been so much subtle but ongoing constant training for maybe 20 years or more that government is the supreme being on the planet instead of being the supreme servant of the people. And the public have to realize they've got to take that back. And really, the politicians, as you know, are nothing like the images that are projected through the magazines and television. They're basically actors, but they still are responsible to the voters that they do want to get in and stay in. But they've got to be held to the fire. And literally, I mean, short, honestly. And this has been discussed at the top as well. Short of a revolution. With a philosophy to back it up as to where they're going with it, the public don't have much of a chance unless there were massive demonstrations going on every week in major cities, capital cities across the world, demanding to have their sovereign rights back again and to put the politicians back in the...
Well, that's starting to happen. That's starting to happen in Europe.
Yeah. Yeah. There's hope in Europe in some countries because they have caught on quicker. They have memories, some of the countries, of being taken over by totalitarian powers. There are communists, ex-communists living in Canada who tell me here it's more communistic here now than it was in the Soviet Union. They see all the signs coming. They know what's going on. And unfortunately, it's been the American people who've been lulled to sleep with all the trivia on their news and so on as all this is running through. But individuality is a key factor here because, you see, again, the United Nations admitted a long time ago, and they've researched this thing too, that individuality is their main enemy. So they're trying to create the mass man, the mass mind, where we're all politically correct, we all agree about everything, we're all groupthink, and individuality must be crushed, they said. Well, we're going to regain that individuality. And that means that every individual has the right to speak, regardless of what they want to talk about or say or even question. Without that, you're lost, because the next step is to forbid you to even mention this new global system. And they're trying to do that already, by the way. They're putting through into the military, the RAND Corporation, the NSA are now checking all military personnel to see if they're pro-government or what they now call anti-government. So this is ongoing now. You're seeing the Sovietized system come into play.
Now that's the attempt at intimidation, mm-hmm. but we need to boldly stand up and say it's not bad to be pro-Second Amendment and private property and pro-family. You were a bunch of sickos, and they put out, you know, these TV ads showing the school teacher murdering children because they don't accept the New World Government.
Mm-hmm.
That blew up in their face. The people are now learning that the Federal Reserve is private and is the enemy. And Ron Paul has said that that's why we have a very good chance of winning, because they tried to say there is no private Federal Reserve, there is no world government being formed, there is no plan to put military on the streets for a financial collapse. But I turn on the local radio this morning and hear them reading my article on air, Paul Watson's article, Government Trains Troops to Run American Cities, and they took over 30 calls while I was listening, and 7 out of 10 or more said they've imploded the economy by design. They're going to try to take the pension funds. This is a martial law takeover. But then I heard people calling and saying, yeah, well, I'm in the military. Yeah, we're training for this. But we didn't, you know, the government wants to protect you during the collapse. But, you know, they've gone from not being able to even talk about it to now it being out in the open. And the host were even saying, you know, people that have actually made fun of me quite a bit, that this is real, that this is wrong, that this is dangerous, that they're doing gun confiscation drills. But I did hear a father, and he goes, my son's in the Marines. He is training for gun, you know, door-to-door gun confiscation. What's wrong with that? So now they've gone from denying all this to it just now being announced, now coming out in the open, and I don't see them getting away with it, even if they stage terror attacks, Alan.
Mm-hmm. Well, they do expect trouble. There's no doubt about it. They do expect trouble. They've even got through all their, again, the RAND scenarios where they feed all the data through their massive computers, just like they did during the Cold War, and they have pretty good estimates of where the trouble will break out, right down to how many numbers will be involved and so on. The ways to retaliate, calling soft retaliation and hard retaliation, they call it. The soft ones will be, of course, getting the active NGO groups to come out and pretend to stand up for the people's rights to stop violence and so on. And but if that fails, then they'll bring out the hard military, the hard power. Yeah.
Well said, Alan. We've got a part two article that I asked Watson to do that goes as a compliment to government-trained troops to run American cities. The new report is U.S. troops to deal with rioting Americans, globalists collapsing society to bring in martial law. And Watson goes over all the Army reports, all the proof, all the training, all the things that are going on, how the public is being trained to turn their guns in. It is all up there at prisonplanet.com, U.S. troops to deal with rioting Americans. It generally takes 3 hours for a search term we put out to become number one. I plugged it at 11:50 Central, so by 2:50 or so, we should know if we got the number one search term. We normally do. It is up to you. Search the term Infowars.com. Put it in Google over and over again. That will cause a big news frenzy wondering what it is. It will lead them, because then our stories, you know, have that term in it, to Infowars.com, to PrisonPlanet.com. Also, another search term is InfoWars, without the com, InfoWars, Money Bomb. Money Bomb's one word, so two words. InfoWars, Money Bomb, that's search number two. And in case they ban both those searches, which they've done before, also search Alex Jones. That will lead people to the big Money Bomb we're doing today. And again, I look at my children. It's over for them. We're going into this tyranny if we don't reverse this. This is life and death. That's why I'll work 18 hours a day. I dream about this stuff every night. I eat, drink, and sleep it. So does Alan Watt and so many others. Because this is so hardcore what we are facing. And it looks like we haven't updated it. We're about to. We've raised $150,000. That means $50,000 today in the last 3 hours. We need, let me see, so like if we raise $50,000 every 3 hours, but I know overnight it won't be as good, will we get our goal of $500,000? We can do the math on that, but we need everybody to call 888-253-3139 and donate, especially all you middle class people. If you put out the energy, get out of your trance, see yourself as taking action, start a radio show, a website, make a film, call into talk radio, donate to good causes. If you get involved and get aggressive and start talking to your neighbors and standing outside with sandwich boards about the New World Order and putting bumper stickers on your car and talking to people. I mean, almost every time I'm in a grocery store, I'll go, look at all this candy when there's kids behind me in line. Look, it's got aspartame, lady. You know how deadly that is? Or I'll see a mother with a Diet Coke with her kid, and I say, ma'am, please just search aspartame. That's the chemical in it. Cancer. Please, ma'am, please. Again, it's that act of resistance to this eugenics kill grid where they're literally poisoning everything. People can't respond because they're drugged out. They're brain damaged. We need to get out of that trance, that literally mesmerized television culture trance, break the conditioning, cut through the matrix, and get people to take action. And one way to do it is supporting the tip of the spear, Infowars.com. InfowarsMoneyBomb.com. Alan Watt, let's get some into the mass drugging of society and how they're even coming out and going, yeah, bisphenol A gives you cancer and, you know, feminizes men and gives women breast cancer. Yeah, yeah, you know, we're you know, fluoride's doing that. Yeah, aspartame's killing you, but so what? I mean, it's incredible how they're doing this.
Again, it was talked about by many of the top globalists back in the 50s and 60s that they would have to do this for world peace, they called it. And we find with Charles Galton Darwin, the physicist and grandson of Charles Darwin, he wrote a book called The Next Million Years, and he also was a scientist who worked on the Manhattan Project with all the other top scientists. He was at all the global meetings, of course, and he was lauded for his book on ways to bring down massively cull and reduce their populations. But he said we'd have to use various drugs on the public, and including hormones, he says, hormones to alter the physical makeup of the males especially and make them more docile. Well, that's why you've had all this kind of stuff put into your food, into your plastic bottles, even baby's formula and the baby's bottles as well. And men now literally are almost infertile. There's so much data come out on BPA, for instance. It's been banned in Canada just yesterday or the day before, although they aren't going to take it off the out of their products for 2 years. I can actually see the physical effects on the young guys today. They have no shoulders. They're very narrow shoulders. They're more effeminate now, too. And it's a deadly stuff. But the big boys did say they would use hormones on the public. They also said, too, that excesses of certain hormones would affect women in a different manner. They make them more masculine, more aggressive. And that has happened, too. And it's helped also to further destroy the family unit.
And they admit it's all designed. I mean, you see short couples, and the children look like them, but the mom's 5'5", the dad's 5'10", their daughter's 6'2", and they're you know, they're aquiline, they look like Amazons, but they're like a tree that grows too fast. They've got the breasts by the time they're 30 of an 80-year-old woman from the bisphenol A, and they're going to die. So, I mean, they're murdering our women, and yeah, you know, the average yuppie just thinks it's funny.
Yes, they are. And, of course, with all the inoculations and the cancers and the viruses and the inoculations, that was part of it, too. If you go through the first major inoculation process that went on with the Salk vaccine, and everybody said that he was a great savior for polio, and I think, to be honest with you, polio was hyped out of proportion, just like the flu was, the swine flu, the non-existent swine flu.
That was to put the SV40 in that they admit killed hundreds of millions globally.
Right. That's right. And Salk knew what they were putting in. There was many other viruses in there, too, from the live viruses.
Hold on. Talk about that when we come back, because we have the clip from CBC TV where the top scientist laughs and said, yeah, we knew it would give everybody cancer. It's like I'm murdering you, and you're going to love it. Alan Watt is our guest. I'm Alex Jones, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. We are running the one-year annual, third annual InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. Be part of it today. Help us.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land, they think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind can provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
is no turning back. You're only alive once. You're going to give in to the scientific tyranny. You're going to fight back. We got 7 people back there answering the phones. They've been busy all morning long. You can give them a call at 888-253-3139 and donate and be part of the 2010 Money Bomb. Give Michelle Bachmann, who's pro-war and a bunch of other stuff. I mean, I like her on her anti-globalist stance, but it's still pro-globalist, be pro-war. And if she can raise 5.4 million people thinking, oh, she'll save us in Congress, give me a break, folks. It's information war. The Pentagon says 90% of war now is information. The Fourth Estate, the mainstream corporate dinosaur media that's losing all its credibility, is funded by tens of billions of U.S. government money. We have all the proof in Aaron's video he put out. Mainstream news. The video that's titled, We're Under Attack. And the biggest way you can help the Money Bomb is telling your email list, your friends, your colleagues, everyone you know, call into other talk radio shows, tell them, go to Infowars.com. We're having the 2010 Money Bomb. And I'm a little nervous. I think we're going to get our goal of 500,000, but it's dicey. We need everybody who can to donate, ladies and gentlemen, especially people who have funds. Do you understand that resistance is victory? And we are 100% committed to this fight. So InfoWarsMoneyBomb.com. You can also search the term InfoWars.com to get it up there so others come and find this special 27-hour transmission. Going back to Alan Watt. Alan, looking at this, I just see so much good news out there, though. And I understand the globalists have tried to cover all the angles, but... I mean, they are destroying this system, and you know, as you said, we don't have a choice. We've got to fight back against this.
There is no choice. You have no choice because I don't think people understand what a Sovietized bureaucracy ruling over you means. And this is what you have. This is the third way. That's what they meant by Alvin Toffler wrote the book too. It's called The Third Way. It's emerging. As they planned, it came out under the Rees Commission with Norman Dodds. It's up on YouTube somewhere, where he explains that the foundation said their job was to change the culture, radically alter it so much in the Western countries, including America, that it could blend it seamlessly with that of the Soviet system.
And who is their main apprentice? Professor Newt Gingrich, the pro-carbon tax globalist.
That's right, and he's also... ahead of the annual meeting for the world scientists to do with the chipping individuals worldwide. The first one they held was in 2000 at Loyola University, where they talked about successfully implanting chips in the brain. They did say there was a system ready to go. All they had to do now was train the public through fiction, through movies and so on, and aim at the young to accept it and want it. And that
Now, I want you to continue with that in the next hour, and we're going to open the phones up for Alan Watt, about the Money Bomb, why you're supporting the Money Bomb, 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. But I want you to understand, we have the Rockefeller Foundation documents. They're on the websites. It's public. They are poisoning the food and water. They are adding stuff to the vaccines. This is real. I mean, get out of your trance. I'm even telling myself this. Physically realize how incredible it is they're doing this. You got interrupted by the break. We're about to go to break again, but get back into the stuff they're putting in vaccines.
Yeah. Well, again, do you remember Dr. Salk, before he became the champion and the hero of the common folk with this polio vaccine, was also the head of the British and American Eugenics Society, who advocated by many papers which he wrote, which are up there, on that massive reduction and sterilization of the general public. And suddenly becomes the hero who's saving you with vaccines. And then from 50s onwards, the sperm count in the male goes plummeting down year by year by year. This is all tied together. These guys don't sit at world meetings discussing something for Santa Claus to grant them at Christmas. They go ahead and they actually implement it because they do believe that they have the right to govern the public, do as they wish with the public, and in their words, to save the world.
Stay there. Back in 70 seconds. Stay there.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.